到了那个时候
because at that time,
就在尤法拉底河附近
even around River Euphrates,
你看要发生这样的事情
there will be such things happening.
那尤法拉底河不光经过伊拉克
not only Euphrates passes through Iraq,
尤法拉底河也经过叙利亚 Syria,
and also goes through Syria.
如果根据圣经的预言
so according to prophecy in the Bible,
那你看见将来叙利亚要占一个很重要的位置
Syria will have a very important place in the future.
如果今天伊拉克没有这个 weapons of mass destruction, 如果伊拉克没有这个大量杀伤的武器的话
if Iraq did not have the weapons of mass destruction,
我们不知道到底这个会跑到哪里去了。那么很可能叙利亚也是有那个可能。
Now we do not know where did it go. It's very possible in Syria.
但是圣经没有告诉我们。
The Bible doesn't tell us.
圣经只告诉我们说，将来如果有大量杀伤武器的话，那一定是在尤法拉底河那一带。
But the Bible does say that the weapons of mass destruction is around the area of Euphrates.
所以将来如果人类经过大灾难的话，那么毫无疑问的，那个苦难一定是集中在那一带的。
So when man goes through great tribulation, it must be also in that area.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见人类是从中东历史从中东开始，最后也是从中东结束的。
So we see man's history started from the Middle East and is also going to end in the Middle East.
尤法拉底河讲到人类的开始。
Your phrase talks about man's beginning.
尤法拉底也讲到人类的结束。
And also tells about man's ending.
那这个是第六个号。
This is the sixth trumpet.
但是还不是第六个碗。
It's not even the sixth bowl.
如果第六个碗就更严重了。
By the time of sixth bowl is even more serious.
那就是最后一次世界大战。
It is the great last war.
那么结果你看有20,000,000 200 millions, 你看 horsemen, 你看见吗？
Then we see 200 million horsemen.
那么这些人从哪里来的？
Where did these people come from?
这些人从东方来的。
They come from far east.
这些 kings, 这些王是你说从日出之地来的。
Kings come from the land of rising sun.
那么一定在这个世界上有一个地方人很多很多，才可能有20,000,000马兵。
So there must be a place where there's so many people you can have 200 million horsemen.
所以你就可以知道说那个人到底是从什么地方来的。
So then where did these people, this man come from?
然后这些 the king of the east, 他们要经过尤法拉底。
So the kings of the east will go through the river Euphrates.
然后呢，尤法拉底河就干掉了。
Then Euphrates will dry up.
那请我们记得。
Let's remember.
那个时候
，at that time，
根据圣经的预言
，according to prophecy in the Bible，
我们知道说有三个 alliance， 三个军事的联盟 ，military alliance。
There will be three military alliances.
要向以色列前进，要向以色列进军。
March. So they're going to march towards Israel.
那一个当然就是欧洲，就是指着那就是指着 European Union， 指着欧盟来说，这一代来说。
One is European Union.
所以将来我们知道，等到敌基督的时候。
So by the time of Antichrist.
你看见说在欧洲那里有人就跟着敌基督，就率领敌基督率领军队就从西边过来了。
People will be following
from the west.
From the west.
那么这个 army from the west 不需要经过 Euphrates。
These people from the west army do not have to go through Euphrates.
他们当然就地理来说，他们不可能经过，他们从西边过来就好了。
So just by geography, they just go from the west. They don't need to go through.
还有圣经告诉我们，还有个 Northern Alliance， 还有北方的联盟。
And the Bible says there's another alliance from the north.
那么这个就是从黑海 Black Sea 附近的那几个国家。
So these are countries from the Black Sea area.
那么将来有一天他们会往南边进攻的。
And one day they will be going to the temple from the north.
然后呢，我们然后呢，还有就是我们说的这个东方的联盟，Eastern Alliance 是从东方这边过来。
And then we have the Eastern Alliance is coming from the east.
然后最后他们就集中在哈米迪顿 Armageddon 那个战场上。
And at the end they all come together at Armageddon.
那么这个就是第六个晚了。
This is the sixth bowl.
那么，如果你读圣经的话，那是个很惨烈的、很惨烈、很惨烈的战争。
So if you read the Bible, it's really a very
terrible,
a terrible, horrible war.
那么，这个是最后人类的历史是这么结束的。
So that's how the history of mankind will conclude.
那么，这个和尤法拉底河又发生关系。
So again, it's related to the river.
为什么你看很明显就跟约法拉又发生关系的。
So something happens again at Euphrates.
约法拉底河一定要干掉，然后他们才能过来。
Euphrates must dry up before they can cross over.
如果约法拉底不干的话，他们根本过不来的。
If Euphrates is not dry, they cannot even pass through.
这个约法拉底河的水源在什么地方
？Where is the source of the river Euphrates?
在土耳其。
It's in Turkey.
这个土耳其跟伊拉克这个两个国家很有意思。
Turkey and Iraq, both countries.
伊拉克有油，没有水。
Iraq has oil but no water.
这个土耳其有水没有油。
Turkey has water but no oil.
那么，所以你看，他们两个彼此都是需要的。
So both need each other.
这个土耳其如果把水龙头一关，这个伊拉克就没有水了。
If Turkey turns off the spigot of water, there's no Iraq.
所以他们真的筑了，在他们在伊拉克这不在土耳其真的筑了个坝 dam。
So the, in Iraq, they really built a dam.
Not Iraq.
In Turkey, they built a dam.
那么然后最后呢，他真的一弄，哎，我们说前不久的的确确，约法拉底河干过了，我那个河真的干掉了。
And once they have that dam, Euphrates will dry up.
所以我们在有一天等到弥赛亚回，我们主要回来以前，人类历史要结束的时候，你看见果然是如此。
So we'll find that before our Lord returns, one day this is going to happen.
你看见约法拉底河要干掉。
Euphrates will dry up.
然后呢，这个两万万马兵就过来了。
And the 200 million horsemen will come.
现在有一条铁路。
Right now,
railway.
There's a railway.
从中国的大连，就是中国最东边的一个港口。
From Dalian, which is most eastern seaport in China.
那么一直到伊朗。
That goes all the way to Iran.
那么这个火车可以说一直可以通的。
So this train will go all the way through.
所以等到这个最后一次世界大战的时候。
So until the very end at the Great War.
你看你两万万马兵可以就从东方就向哈米吉多顿进军。
This 200 million horsemen will go to Armageddon.
那么像刚才我们圣经所说的，他一经过了这个约法拉底河以后，然后他们就往 Armageddon 那个方向走了。
So as we said, after going towards Euphrates, they will go to Armageddon.
所以从这里现在我们看得很清楚，在创世纪所发生的跟启示录所发生的根本是刚好对照的，你看。
So see, as we said, whatever it says in Genesis and Revelation, they really match each other.
所以你看，这个我们普通是 very symmetric, 是完全对称的。你看见没有
？They're so symmetrical.
那 Alpha book Alpha 的书里面是这么说 ，Omega 书里也是这么说。
What Alpha says here, that's the same thing says in Omega.
所以如果大家把启示录好好的默想，把出埃及、把创世纪好好默想的话，你就发现说，你发现说刚开始的时候是在创世纪发生的，后来结束的时候是在启示录发生。
So if you really think carefully, everything that happens at the beginning, Genesis, will finish in Revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们要问。
So now we want to ask.
这个到底巴比伦从什么地方来的
？Where did Babylon come from？
我想这一点是非常重要的。
It's a very important.
因为这个和启示录有很重要的关系。
Because this has a lot to do with the Revelation.
那么你读创世纪第二章的时候，第三章的时候。
So when we study Genesis chapter 3,
圣经告诉我们说天起了凉风，就是有这个第八节，你看第三章第八节，天起了凉风。
Then in chapter 3 verse 8 it says that there was a cool breeze from the garden.
那我们知道说在伊甸园从来不知道什么叫冷，没有凉风的，没有风的。
But actually, in the Garden of Eden, it's not supposed to be cold.
我们知道伊甸园本来就是一个 paradise， 是个乐园。
Garden of Eden is supposed to be a paradise.
所以神那个时候所设计给人的气候是非常好的。
And God made a perfect weather for man.
因为那个时候人事实上没有穿衣服，人是穿上光明的。
Because man
clothed with light.
Was not clothed with clothing, but with light.
所以你看见那个气候对人来讲，身体是个很重要的保护。
So the weather was protection for a man.
你从来不会觉得冷的。
He would never be feeling cold.
因为在伊甸园里面，这个冷这个字应该是不存在的。
Because in the Garden of Eden, there should be no cold.
那什么时候冷就证明是罪进来了。
So whenever cold is there, it means sin must have gone in.
你看见亚当夏娃一定堕落了，一定犯了罪了，所以现在你看天就起了凉风了，你看见吗
？It must be as a result of Adam and Eve sinning that there was cold.
然后神就在伊甸园里面走。
So God was walking in the Garden of Eden.
那么然后呢？那个人亚当和他的妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木里，因为犯罪，他们就躲起来了。
So Adam and Eve, when they heard the walking, they immediately hid themselves.
所以你看见现在的情形不一样了。
So we hear the conditions different.
本来神和人来往非常的亲密，有交通，有 fellowship.
Before man's and God's relation so close in fellowship.
人一犯了罪以后，你看那个交通就断掉了。
After man sins, that fellowship was cut off.
所以我们得救以后也这样，你看见吗
？And just like this for our salvation.
我们得救以后，我们与主交通很亲密，非常的亲密。
After our salvation, our relation fellowship with the Lord is so close.
但是我们一犯罪
，But once we sin,
我们不会失去救恩 ，We will never lose our salvation. 不会失去救恩
，We will never lose our salvation.
但是呢，我们会失去 the joy of salvation. 救恩的快乐
，But we will lose the joy of our salvation.
就好像整个天开始起了凉风一样
，It's as if the whole atmosphere is full cold wind.
所以你看见，同样是伊甸园，现在气候改变了。
So even in the paradise,
climate,
the climate of Eden changed.
所以你看，这就是罪进来了，你看见吗？
So it's a sin that has come in.
那么慢慢后来呢？你看见以这个埃及这个也不这后来亚当夏娃就被赶到伊甸园的外面去。
So Adam and Eve were pushed out of Garden of Eden.
但是他还是在 Middle East， 还是那一代。
But it's still in the Middle East in that.
但是呢，你看见那一代本来都是美丽的树木的。
But the area was all beautiful trees.
但是现在因为地受了咒诅了。
But because the earth was cursed,
所以到处就长出荆棘和积了 thorn and thistles.
So now you have thorns and thistles everywhere.
所以你看见，这就证明说，你看见这个地球地不一样了。
So the earth was no longer the same.
你就知道人犯罪了。
Man has sinned.
但是第三章，这是圣经告诉我们第三章。
And this is chapter three.
但是呢，你知道这个人的犯罪好像开音乐会一样，好像在音乐会里面。
Man's sin is like at a music concert.
那么你会发现它有几个乐章，有几个 movements.
So there's some movements that concert.
那么人的堕落，人的堕落犯罪是有三个 movement.
Well, man's sin and fall has three movements.
就三部曲。那么第一部曲就是第三章，神人堕落。
The first movement is the sin falling in chapter three.
到第六章的时候。
In chapter six,
你看人就变成 flesh， 人就变成肉体。
Man became flesh.
你看见吗？这就证明说，人本来是在罪里面，现在人在肉体里面。
First man was in sin, now man's in flesh.
本来呢，你看人死，你看人犯罪了。
So after man sinned,
那么人的灵就和神失去了交通。
Man's spirit is now separate in communion from God.
这个是灵啊，好像我们的眼睛一样。
Our spirit is like our eyes.
现在呢，失去了它的方，失去了它的功用。
So it has lost its function.
所以我们眼睛就瞎了。
So now become blind.
我们看不见神。
We can't see God.
那么起头的时候呢，只是我们的灵死了，我们的灵死掉了。
At beginning, our spirit died.
但是慢慢到了最后呢，你看见我们的身体也死。
But gradually, our body also dies.
这个死是从罪来的。
Death comes from sin.
那么死呢，是从最中间慢慢慢慢就扩到我的身体。
So death is gradually covers through the body.
那罪也是这样。
So sins like this.
罪也是从中间慢慢慢慢就扩大起来到我们的身体。
Sin starts from inside and goes all the way outside through our body.
结果你看见我们一天到晚所想的都是罪。
So finally, even our thoughts are all sin.
我们的思想是污秽的。
Our thoughts are corrupt.
And 我们的情感也是污秽。
Our feelings are corrupt.
Our emotion. Emotion. 还有我们的 will, 我们的意志也是污秽，也变成薄弱，也变得很脆弱。
Our will also become
very weak.
Very weak.
Mark Twain 他讲，他说 戒香烟是最容易的事。
Mark Twain said that to smoke
to quit smoking
is the most
easy thing.
Most easy thing.
他说我已经 quit 好几百次。
I already quit many hundred times.
所以你就知道他的 will, 他的意志是 very very weak, 很弱很弱。
So we know that his will is very weak.
那本来呢，我们对撒旦要说不。
If we say no to Satan, we should say no to Satan.
本来我们应该 say yes 对主来说对神。